For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Peas in South Philly, 1 hour away from the Brandon Graham Show. You can listen or watch on YouTube, or you can come visit us here at Chickies. And then at 7, the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and Jordan Mailata. Which one of those things is not a player?
Oh, Elliot?
Yeah.
Well, Jordan's going to crush him for the tiny feet thing.
Oh, we have to. You better remind Jordan of that, because yeah. We did tell Jordan about his size seven shoes.
Yes.
It's time for the Top 5 at 5, which is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get yourself a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Now listen, Nick can give his game balls after the game, and that's cute, right? But there's only one set of game balls that really matter. And that are these game balls at the Top 5 at 5 the day after.
You're saying your balls matter more than Nick's balls.
Yeah, I mean, Nick was talking about balls after the game, and that's where this translates over.
Okay.
The fifth game ball goes to a guy who I think has had kind of a disappointing season, but starting to show some signs of life. How about that Josh Sweat?
Yeah, he is showing signs of life.
2 sacks yesterday. We'll see what happens at the trade deadline, but barring anything significant, they're going to need him and Nolan Smith, given that they're already kind of trading Bryce off, or maybe, you know, at least putting him on the market. This season might be make or break on if Josh Sweat and Nolan Smith can get to the quarterback on a consistent basis.
I think the thing that people forget about Josh Sweat is that he was good at one point.
He was a pro bowler at one point.
You know, remembering the last several games of last year, for some reason he gets dinged for that in a more significant way than I think a lot of other players do in terms of individual performance. But Josh Sweat has been a good player in the NFL before, you know, so.
Yeah, but he's never been I'm okay with Josh Sweat, but he's never been a dynamic pass rusher. He's not, you know, his best years might have come when the line was stacked.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
With other guys.
Reddick on the other side.
Yeah.
And playing next to Fletch.
Yeah.
You know, yep.
So that was good.
I mean, but listen, but for a fourth-round pick, was he a fourth-round or fifth-round pick?
Fourth-round pick, yeah.
Man, they got a lot of production out of him.
Yeah. The fourth game ball goes to my quarterback. I'm wearing the shirt today. What does it say?
You giving Jalen a game ball?
It takes what it takes. I'm giving him a game ball. You know, fourth on my list. He's playing solid football. It's 4 straight games with the passer rating. I think his total around, like, 119.
Yeah.
So, again, it's... He doesn't wow me.
Just give him the damn ball. Well, I don't need your – you don't have to do all this other stuff with it.
He played well yesterday.
I'm sorry. He's ready to be critical of him.
Well, because I couldn't tell. You guys are giving me a look.
Well,
am I allowed to say he played well yesterday without having to crush him?
Yes.
But
okay. He played well yesterday, and that's all I have to say about it.
So I'm going through – like last week when I could tell that you
weren't – You guys gave me a side eye.
Well, look, last week you didn't give Devontae Smith a game ball. And I'm just trying to do the math of who else is going to get a game ball. And I can think of 3 other people. So as long as these 3 are on the list, your game balls are correct. But as long as these 3 guys are on the list.
Okay.
So, all right, go ahead.
Number 3, I'm giving to Devontae Smith.
Okay.
I'm making up for last week. And the biggest part about Devontae is usually when AJ goes out, this offense shuts down. And while it wasn't great, he had a big catch on 3rd down, I believe, to extend the drive. He had the big play rolling with Jalen coming out of under center. I mean, oh, the Eagles running that play, I almost started crying. I haven't seen that in years. I watch all these quarterbacks around the league. Under center, fake the handoff, roll to the right, whip it across your body, kinda.
Whip it.
Yeah, and right into Devontae Smith, and obviously the touchdown catch is all time.
Was also on 3rd down.
Yeah.
The touchdown catch was so good. Seeing that catch the week after the Garrett Wilson catch, just sometimes we take for granted.
Well, and the John Thompson catch.
Yeah, right. Sometimes we take for granted the the athleticism of these guys. I can't even imagine being a human that could do what Devontae Smith did on that touchdown catch.
Yeah, I mean, listen, him and AJ are two of the best at having that body control when they're in the air, still focusing on the football, but also having the awareness of where their feet are at and able to stay in bounds. That doesn't happen by accident. That stuff they actually practice. They pay attention to the detail, and that's two of the best. Every receiver can't do it. Two of the best at it.
When I watched it live, I was like, "Oh, he didn't get the second foot in." When I watched it live, and they, when they showed it, how did he do that? Caught it with one hand. How does he get the second foot in? I don't know. It was an unbelievable catch.
I tell you though, but I remember catches his rookie year, and his second year. Where he was doing the sideline stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where he was, like,
what'd you call it? The toe drag swag?
Toe drag swag, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean,
toe drag swag.
He can go up and get the ball.
Yeah.
He had it in Washington in 22, I believe. Yep. And then, obviously, the Bengals catch last week was ridiculous.
He's Slim Reaper.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yep.
He's awesome. Second game ball I'm giving to the one and only, the guy who I've the first I've ever seen a player be able to jump backwards over someone, Saquon Barkley.
Deserving.
Over 150 yards rushing. And again, him late in games, I think they showed it yesterday, his yards per carry goes up by another extra yard and a half. So he's wearing down defenses. He's more of a tough runner than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
He really likes lowering that shoulder. And this team without him, I mean, what are they? Four and four.
I don't even know how the offense operates.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. Yeah, yeah.
I know they would have got a different running back. He's just such a different.
Yeah, they wouldn't have got this though.
Exactly.
Yeah, they wouldn't. I mean, we had Swift last year who rushed for like 1,200 yards. He didn't look like this.
No, he's second in the league in rushing, and has played one less game, and he's averaging 5.9 yards a carry. It's unbelievable.
I don't I like Saquon coming out of college. I'm one of the few people that
you defended it.
Yeah, argued on Twitter about Saquon being drafted number 2 overall.
Oh wow!
And I thought he was the best player in the draft. I thought he was the best football player in the draft, including those quarterbacks. But this is why he's different. This is what it is. And you put him on a competent team with some competent weapons. He's getting a chance to feel what it's like to not have everybody geared to stop him every play.
Well, they showed the highlight yesterday of him behind the Giants offensive line, and he was getting engulfed in the backfield.
Oh, as soon as he touched the ball.
As soon as he touched the ball, yep.
He's got to be thinking, imagine if I was here this whole time.
He's like, man, if I'd have been here my whole career.
He'd be a Hall of
Famer.
I'd be on my way to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without question.
Now, the reason he's number 2 is because, again, situational football matters. And him going down and sliding when he could have extended it. And he made that game unnecessarily tight for no reason. But it's okay. We love Saquon. He's the man.
Yep.
But my number one game ball, I'm giving it to the two guys because they are our linebacking unit.
Oh, yeah.
You're cheating.
Listen.
I like it.
N'Kobe Dean. I'm just so happy he's good. I love N'Kobe coming out.
Yeah.
I wanted him to draft him in the first round.
Yep.
Might have been a miss by me, but who cares? he's good now. And then Zach Bond, dude, is he – I mean, they have to extend him as soon as they can, first of all. And is he better than 17 Bradham? I mean, because Bradham on that one-year deal was a game wrecker.
It's a lot like Bradham that year.
But it's a lot.
Bradham made a lot of plays that year. He did.
It's a lot like Bradham.
Yeah.
And
he's 10th in the league in tackles, by the way, Zach Bond.
And he had an interception yesterday. Obviously, N'Kobe Dean had the big pick to end the game.
Yeah.
It looks like we might have, finally, some building blocks at the linebacking position that we just have not had in years.
I'm glad you showed some love to the LBs. They haven't been great every game, but they've been pretty damn good the majority of the season.
He made him share a game ball, though, Ike. He made him share a game
Thank
ball.
Thank you. Yeah.
Instead of giving them each a game ball.
Yeah, you should have gave them each a game ball,
They're a unit.
Man, that play by N'Kobe, that was an awesome play in the end zone.
Might have saved Nick's – well, not his job. He was not going to get fired. But
no, but
– I mean, it certainly would have had everybody asking for him to get fired.
We can hear how mad everyone was today, and they won.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, if he
doesn't – imagine had they lost that game.
And such a great play for a guy who – look, he's still not a guy who's great in coverage or anything, but when you consistently point out that is his that is his negative, that he's not good in coverage. And he made the, I'm sure we've all heard this story 100 times, but he said they ran that play against him in training camp. And Kenny Gainwell did it to him. So when he saw what was going to happen, he recognized the play and put him in it. Now, Trevor Lawrence didn't throw a great ball there, but not just defending the pass, but to catch the ball and end the game on that play is enormous.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, catching it.
Yeah.
Because he could have easily just batted the ball and it would have just been a pass breakup.
Yep.
And that's what most linebackers do. So having the Kobe catch that, I was pleasantly surprised. I jumped up. By the way, I predicted on Eagles game plan yesterday that both linebackers would have a good game and would have a turnover.
Oh, there he is.
Did you guys watch Eagles game plan yesterday?
I did not.
I recorded it. Watched it 3 times.
Such a liar, man.
Felt even more locked in.
I had my Kelly Green pullover yesterday.
I'm actually glad you brought that up because it's just sickening. The amount that you slander the Kelly Green, it's obviously better looking.
Well,
it just is.
No.
It is. You look great in it.
You got to wear the Kelly Green.
Listen, it was a Kelly Green day. And
the worm pulled it out of your closet for you.
Yes, it was a Kelly Green day.
Support
and so,
the organization.
You know, it was Kelly Green week, man. So I wore Kelly Green.
Yeah.
You know I'm a midnight green guy.
Hold on, first
of all, you know I don't even wear team gear, Eagles team gear, to a game.
No.
That might be the first time I've done that.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen you in Eagles team gear.
I normally have on something that Ike made at the game. Yeah.
Well, I've always appreciated how objective you are. You know, so I didn't want you to be biased watching the Eagles game.
I embrace the Kelly Green week. It only comes twice a year.
That's right.
I know it's a midnight green team, but we have to honor the Eagles of the past. And the fans love the Kelly Green.
You see all these kids here with the Kelly Green?
No, they love it. Yeah. They love it. I don't blame people who love Kelly Green, but the number one jersey is midnight green.
Yeah. Kelly Green's a great alternate. Great alternate.
It's a great alternate.
Yeah, like the Philly City Connect jerseys.
No. It's the maroon. It's the powder blue.
It's the powder blue.
It's the powder blue.
Yeah, not those damn Connect jerseys.
Has it overtaken the black jersey as the best alternate?
Yeah.
I love the black jersey.
Primetime game, I want the black jersey.
I like the black jersey. I didn't love the black jersey. I liked it.
I will say, the Eagles and the Kelly Green, for some reason, they act like they have superpowers.
They do.
I mean, it's back-to-back years with that.
The black
3-0.
You can't go primetime with the Kelly Greens, I don't think. You go black jersey with primetime. I wouldn't go Kelly Green primetime. At night, I want the darker colors. I like the darker colors.
Are we still using the black helmets?
I haven't seen them.
Like, do we still do that?
I think last year they did, but...
Or did they do away with the black helmets for the
Kelly Green?
Yeah, I don't think you can have...
You can't have three helmets?
Yeah. Unless you're the Falcons. I think the Falcons, for some reason, can have that.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. D and Chester, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, D?
All right, well, first thing I wanted to say to y'all, you know what I mean? We're all married here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right, so basically, you know, what we're doing is we're arguing, we're giving our opinions based on the facts. And the fact is, Nick made some decisions in that game, you know, that did not turn out. So... if they did happen to turn out the way we wanted them to, nobody would be calling in saying anything bad about it. Can we all agree to that?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
So you both have points, you know, about your opinions that are right. And, you know, do I believe he should have went for it? I believe it's more based on, you know, was it the execution of the one play when Jalen went back to pass it? Because when he did that rollout, I didn't get that. If anything, if you're going to go for it, I mean, listen, bunch him up and go for it, you know, the brotherly shove. And it was just some little things like that in between the game that I didn't really understand. But like I said, if it had worked, nobody would be saying anything. And my other point I wanted to say was actually to you, Spike.
Yes, sir.
Listen, brother, I have been listening to you since the Josh Ennis show. Okay?
That's a long time ago.
So you're goated in my heart. And I wanted to just tell you, man, I love you, brother. I wish you well, but you got it. Listen, you got to, you know, make sure that you stand, you know, stand firm when you make comments. When you told the brother earlier, when you told him he was wrong, you know what I mean? Everything is based on opinion. That's his opinion, and he's entitled to that.
Sure.
And, you know, as long as he's not getting feisty like Wade from Chester, I think we all can agree to disagree and still, you know, and still be humble. And still, you know what I mean? There's no need for all that extra rah-rah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, come on, Spike.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't insult him as a person.
No, you didn't insult him, but you told him he was wrong based on his opinion. And you gave a nice little thesis before about, you know, after you got off a call with OG Wade, that, you know, how you felt how he disrespected you when he was defending Jalen based off of his opinion and then telling you were wrong. And that's, listen, we got, you know what I mean? We got to be fair. You know what I mean?
Sure. I agree with what you're saying conceptually. I think the difference with OG that I didn't like is he said that I don't know what I'm talking about. And
right.
That, so, look. I do not think if you are up 22-0 and you score a touchdown, you should go for two. I don't think that's even debatable, to be quite honest with you. I will take your this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your feedback and take it under consideration. I appreciate the compliment.
Thank you.
Yeah. I do. I appreciate the compliment.
But no, listen, man, I love you guys. Wish you well. And, you know, have a great afternoon.
All right, you as well. By the way, the Eagles wore the black helmets in Brazil.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It was 7 weeks ago.
Hashtag yeah. Thanks, Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, Twitter gets you right, man.
Yeah. No, it's
because we wore the black pants.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, with the white jerseys. Yeah, they had black helmets on. So you can have three helmets.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Jack was spewing nonsense over
well,
there,
listen,
saying that you couldn't.
That's what
well,
we
listen,
do.
The three of us, our memory is
yeah.
never really on point.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
Only Jalen's bad place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, when I thought about it, I was like, oh, yeah, they did. They had the black pants on with the black helmets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Hey, we get them tomorrow.
Did you realize, I didn't realize this until yesterday. I saw the TV copy today. When Saquon scored that first touchdown, that was his first touchdown at the link.
Yep.
Yes. Well, it's been a weird year because we've only had – that was only the third home game.
Yeah.
Third game we've had at the link this year.
And guess who didn't bet on two touchdowns for Saquon yesterday?
Well, odds aren't great anymore.
I know. Plus 330.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked at it.
Yeah. I knew he was going to do it. Wasn't even worth it.
Plus 330 is the book telling you they don't want you to bet it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it worked.
And guess who didn't?
Yeah, it
worked. By the way. Kareem Hunt's plus 330 tonight. Guess which is not getting betted? That one.
We don't bet Kareem Hunt.
You bet Travis Kelce all the time, though.
Don't you worry about it.
Okay.
Going D-hop.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Dump Buzz. Just kidding.
I actually need Patrick Mahomes at 15 points or less tonight. I had a bad fantasy week, and iRise is going to beat me.
Oh,
he's
wow.
got Mahomes going tonight.
Yeah, I need Mahomes to get 30.
No, absolutely not.
I'm one of my other league.
Okay.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Kevin and Chester, you're on WIP. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, fellas? The call screener answered my question about A.J. Brown. But what I really want to talk to you guys about, can we please get Nick Sirianni some counseling? And please keep him out of the casinos. Please.
You think he's gambling too much?
Yeah, because we could be 7-1 right now. Even though Saquon dropped that ball, if we just ran the ball against the Falcons two plays, we would have gave them like 20 seconds to go downfield to score a touchdown.
Yep.
When you're up that much, he's just going for two-point conversions and not kicking field goals. You got to take those points. When we start getting later in the season, we get in the playoffs, you got to take those points. You can't be throwing around trying to get a first down. Just take the points.
Kevin, I'm going to try to do this respectfully because of our previous caller.
Thank you.
The Eagles went to the Super Bowl in 2022, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Sirianni was doing this all year in 2022, right?
Until the Super Bowl.
Until the Super Bowl when he didn't do it,
mm-hmm.
and they lost. So, every play is a gamble. Every play they run is a gamble.
It's not working right now.
Hang on. They're 6-2. So every play is a gamble. Every Jake Elliott field goal is a gamble. There's a possibility of every single thing you do on a football field working and not working. Every single one. They have had a lot of success playing that way. So I think for you to say, it's sort of like, I unfortunately, I compare everything to basketball.
Yep, here we go.
It's sort of like a three-point shooter. You, if you're a good three-point shooter and you've been successful as a three-point shooter and you miss your first 5-1 game, you have to take the sixth.
Well, what about fouling up three?
We're not doing it that way. We're not doing that, Jack. This is Jack. Jack gets a little punchy at the end of the show here. So, if they've been successful, and they believe that it is the right way to play, and they've been successful doing it, they should continue to do it. You can't not do it because you have a couple of games where it doesn't work out the way that you want it to.
You got to know when to do it and when not to do it.
But I think I agree conceptually. But unfortunately, a lot of people's judgment about when to do it or when not to do it is based on whether it works or not.
All right.
Well, yeah, but then why didn't he do it? But see, here's my thing.
Take him to Harris and see if he keep pulling that slot machine. If he keep pulling that handle or pushing that button, then you know we got a problem. Get him some counseling.
They're going to keep doing it.
See, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. And appreciate the call. Here's the thing. Here's why I get pushback on this. It's because he isn't always aggressive. That's the thing. He's not always, because he didn't go for it on fourth down.
Well,
he kicked the field goal.
I agree with you, but I wanted him to.
But that's different.
But I don't think the tone. Can I?
Go
just,
ahead.
I don't think the tone. If he went for it there, mm-hmm. I don't think the tone in the city would be any different about him.
If they got the fourth down and they won the game.
Let's say they didn't. Let's say he goes for it on fourth down. That the final drive of the game, rather than kicking the field goal, it's fourth and four. Jalen throws an interception, or they hand it off to Saquon. He gets three. They don't get it. I think the conversation about Nick today is exactly the same.
That's fine. But you're basing that off fan reaction. Fans are always going to react negative to when something doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
I don't care how smart you are. We fumble that ball. If Trey Burton drops the ball, we fumble the Philly, we're yelling at Doug Peterson for not taking 3 points in the Super Bowl.
I agree.
So that's not the point. The point is that you can't say – this is who we are, and this is where I'm going to be all the time, and then don't be that way all the time.
I agree with you, which is why I think they should have gone for it at that time.
Right, but that's why when you do that, you leave room to be second-guessed of when you're going to be aggressive versus when you're not going to be aggressive.
I agree with you that he opens himself up for criticism by not, and it's been part of, I would say that the issue with him this year is not that he's going for it too much. Mm-hmm. It's that he's been inconsistent and he's been second-guessing himself.
Yes.
And early in the year, we thought, and I think we agreed, that to an extent he was making those decisions to sort of show his value mm-hmm. as a coach. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think that the outside noise has got to him. I also think one thing that happened, and it doesn't affect that particular play, was the tush push not working. I think probably broke his brain a little bit too. But I agree with you. He should stay consistent now that doesn't mean you go for it on your own 28th fourth down.
Sure.
But I don't, honestly, kicking that field goal, a 57-yard field goal at that point, I think that was the most egregious mistake, not because he missed it, but because I don't think it materially changes the game,
it
making
doesn't.
That field
it
goal.
It only gives you an 8-point lead.
Yes.
They still get the ball and they can still go down and tie the game.
I think that was the least aggressive thing he could have done. I think it would have been more aggressive to punt it and challenge your defense.
Pin him back, yeah.
Pin him back or go for it on fourth down and end the game with it. So I agree with you. I agree with you there. And I can understand why that makes people second guess his decision making, because that wasn't consistent with the rest of the
game. Well, and he did it in New Orleans.
He went for it
before the half. He didn't go for it around midfield. He had Jake Elliott kick a 60-yard field goal in that game.
Yes. Now, the offense, I would say the only difference in that game is that we were down Devontae and AJ in that game.
Which is why we should have took the points before the half.
Right, and not gone for it later.
Yes.
I agree on that one. I agree.
So that's what I'm saying about, and then people will say in the Falcons game, it was inconsistent. Where he was aggressive, and then he should have kicked the field goal, and then he didn't kick the field goal. You should have ran the ball.
Yeah, I don't even remember. The only play I remember in the Falcons game is the throw to Saquon, which I thought he should have done, which I thought was a good play.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next.
And I agree with you.
Coming up next, Dak doesn't think the Cowboys are good.
Dak's ass.
Jerry Jones is lying to everyone.
Yep.
And then coming up at 6, we have the Brandon Graham Show. So that is all coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, Chickies is your destination for the Eagles all season long. Online at chickiesandpeets.com.
All right, let's talk about my friends at Mark's Jewelers. You can make that special someone feel like a world champion every day with a diamond engagement ring from the team at Mark's Jewelers. Located minutes from everywhere, Mark's has locations in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and their flagship store in Montgomeryville, PA. See why Mark's will be your first and last stop for engagement rings and with no Philly sales tax. Discover the Mark's difference. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com and tell them I agree.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We sent you.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.